It's Wednesday, the 24th of June, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. This is my entry for the Audio Mo Challenge, day 24. I'm losing track of the days already. That's never good, is it? So yes, the Audio Mo Challenge means that I am producing a piece of audio content every day throughout the month of June. So that's 30 pieces of audio content over 30 days. And I'm using this as an excuse to share the stories behind my daily photo. And so today I'm going to talk about my daily photo from today, which was a picture of my daughter in her Brownies uniform on a zip wire in our local park. My daughter has been going to Brownies for a good few months now. I can't remember exactly when she started. I think it was after Christmas. But yeah, she's a member of the Brownie Pack, and she absolutely loves it. She really, really enjoys it. She's very enthusiastic about it. They do a good variety of stuff. A lot of it is very crafty, which is right up my daughter's alley. And yeah, I never have any problems getting her there. She's quite happy. She loves it. She loves it even more so now her best friend has joined as well, and she gets to hang out with her best friend and do fun, crafty stuff. It's like, you know, it's perfection, really. But anyway, yes, there was a special Brownies this week because for some reason the hall where they usually meet was booked by something else, or there was something else going on, so they couldn't have their normal hall. So what they did was they did what was described as an I Spy chip walk. And they all met up in the town park in the centre of town. And they then went off on what was essentially a sort of treasure hunty thing. They were split down into groups and they got a series of questions, the answers to which could be found in a certain radius from the park. So it was things like, what are the opening times of the library? Or what number do you call if you want to do something? Or things that meant they had to go and read the notice boards and read signs and look for things. So, you know, what I would call a kind of treasure hunt, I guess. And they did that, and then they ended up at the fish and chip shop, and they all got a portion of chips and a Capri Sun to drink or whatever. So yes, I think great fun was had by all. But the town park is a 10 to 15 minute walk from our house. So I walked down at the end of the evening. Brownies is 2 hours, 5 till 7 on a Wednesday. So I walked down to the park to get there at 7 o'clock, and they were just finishing off and they were all stood in a circle in the park area doing their night-night routine that they do at the end of Brownies. And it was very funny because they were stood in a circle, they finished off in the circle, they all said goodnight, they did their Brownie promise and all that kind of stuff. And then Brownell said, right, okay, make sure you see an adult that you know, and then you can go home. And the whole circle just kind of split out, and the kids just made beelines for the play equipment because they were stood right by the play equipment in our park. So there were Brownies on the swings and Brownies going down the slides and Brownies climbing up the climbing frame. They were all over the place. And my daughter made a beeline for the zip wire, which is one of her favorite activities at the park. And there were about 5 or 6 of them ended up there. They were very well behaved. They made a nice queue. They waited their turn. And I said to my daughter, I said, okay, one go, and then we'll go home because it's 7 o'clock, you know, it's late. And I got the typical, oh, and the pouty bottom lip. But she was very good. She did as I asked. But as she actually went out on the zip wire, I took a few photos thinking, I hope one of those will make a photo of the day for today. And I got home and looked at them and was like, oh yeah, there's a couple of decent ones there. So I shared one of her on the zip wire, having a lovely time after her Brownie meeting. And after the photo was taken, she passed the seat onto the next Brownie in the queue. And then she and I walked home together, which was quite nice. She said that she quite likes having a little bit of mummy-daughter time with me, which is quite nice because sometimes we're arguing like goodness knows what and she doesn't want to see me at all. So she said to me, we had a nice talk on the way home, and she told me all about their treasure hunt and their activities and how many chips she's eaten and all that kind of stuff. And just a little bit of mummy daughter time on the way home, which was lovely. So there we go, that's my Audiomo day 24. A rather unusual brownies evening for my daughter, with a bit of fun at the end. And the photo is my daughter on the zip wire in our local park. So thank you very much for listening. I will talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.